Hey, this is Mark Manson, and this is a commentary and analysis about how to let go, learning to deal with loss, article published on January 25th, 2018. This article was primarily inspired by readers' emails. I would say a full third of the reader emails I get are either people in the process of losing their relationships, people who just lost their relationship, people who are trying to get a relationship back, trying to rebuild a relationship, basically people who are in intense and deep pain over usually a romantic relationship ending, but also a lot of emails about friendships, family members, deaths, things like that. And I just started to notice after a while that I felt like these topics, I mean, one thing I've always felt, and I used to talk about a lot back when I did like dating relationship stuff, was like relationships are almost like their own entity. It's like when a relationship ends, it's like a death of a friend. And it's not losing your partner. It's like the relationship is like this third thing that you become very intensely intimate with. And I've just noticed in my own life, you know, having a number of people close to me pass away and having a number of relationships fail, that the grief that occurs as a result, it is very similar between the two. That it's like having a close friend die and having, you know, suffering through a breakup or losing a friendship. Like these things, they feel very similar. The intensity varies and some of the stories around the feeling vary, but the feeling itself is very similar. And so I started conceiving of this article last year because I saw all these kind of interrelating topics. And I was starting to do a lot more research and thinking around the topic of meaning and how meaning, our sense of meaning, is like constitutes our identity. And actually at the time I was working on a book largely based around meaning. And so a lot of the ideas that show up in this article are central ideas that I was playing with in that book. Just to give a quick update, I've put that book aside and I'm currently working on a different book that should hopefully be out by the end of 2018. That book of meaning, the reason I ended up putting it aside is just because the topic is so deep and so broadly applicable and so philosophical that I feel like I need a couple years to like read and think and kind of digest some of these ideas. But this article is really like my first stab at what would show up in that book about meaning. It's a very existential article, and it's kind of a place my thinking has been for the last year, and I felt like it gave the article like a really good way to, or it gave me like a very different and unique take that I think on loss and the loss of relationships that you don't really find other places. The other thing I'll add is that I took the opportunity in this article. So I was actually, there was a brief period when I was writing this thing that I thought about splitting it up into two different articles, because pretty much the entire middle portion of this article is a nuts and bolts explanation of like what makes a relationship toxic. So I thought about just doing an article on toxic relationships, because that is a concept that I've been using in my work for years now, and I've never like really dived into an explanation of it. I've just kind of alluded to an explanation of it here and there. So I was like, okay, I can do an article on loss and do an article on toxic relationships. And the toxic relationship, like what happened when I pulled it out and tried, kind of like played with making it its own thing, it ended up being kind of a short, I thought it was a little bit of a, like it was a little bit too weak to stand up on its own as a piece. And then when you pulled it out of the loss article, then suddenly you have all these references to toxic relationships and codependence and all this stuff that like doesn't make sense anymore, unless you've read, unless you're familiar, like already really familiar with my work. So I put it back in and I just kind of accepted that there was this big detour in the middle of the article, and that some people would really like it and some people wouldn't. That's why I put this like gray optional box, because I kind of understood that some people reading this are like, they just don't care. They're just trying to get over, you know, death of a family member or whatever. Also, this loss of identity with the Al Bundy video and everything, that's something I wanted to dive deeper into, but then I found it was just kind of derailing the piece. So that's probably something you're going to see from me again, maybe in this book one day, but maybe in another article, maybe give it an article itself, because that right now, that's a very fascinating idea to me, that we actually grieve for our past selves and we grieve for our potential selves that we've missed, you know? So that's a, and you could even argue that that's kind of like what FOMO is it's almost like it's a grieving or terror for a version of ourselves that we wish we could experience, but we can't. So anyway, that's a super interesting train of thought to me. And I still haven't totally worked out where I would go with that, but hopefully we'll see a piece about that one day.